Towards the end of his life, Sal Mineo had every right to be bitter. The two-time Academy Award nominee had been one of the biggest stars in Hollywood in the 1950s. Not just an actor, the accomplished writer and singer was selling out arenas across the country. I want you to start moving. Come on. But by the early 1960s, the roles stopped coming, and many believe this shift was due to Sal's open homosexuality.
And when people would confront him about it or ask him about it, he didn't deny it. He said, look, I don't want to be labeled as a homosexual, a bisexual, an actor, director, writer. I'm an artist. I'm a human being, you know, and I'm not going to pigeonhole myself for you to understand me and tell you what I am and what I'm not.
That's Val Lauren, who plays Sal Mineo in the new film Sal, a biopic directed by James Franco and currently showing at the Zeitgeist Multidisciplinary Arts Center.
And people that he would collaborate with and friends that he would have in Hollywood, they stopped associating with him because they didn't want to be guilty by suspicion. And he just found himself really struggling to make it.
By the 1970s, Mineo was often couch surfing and doing dinner theater.
But he never stopped, whether it was a play in a 20-seat theater or in a college or a movie or writing or directing. He just never stopped. I don't know. I find that really special.
Even on the last day of his life, which is the focus of Franco's movie, Mineo was working on his art. We see him at the gym, working to keep his body in good shape for potential roles. We see him shopping a screenplay, and we see him at rehearsal for a play that he'd written called P.S. Your Cat is Dead. The play signaled the possibility of a very real comeback. In this clip from the film, he describes the play to a friend.
Yeah, I got this play. You heard about it? P.S. Your Cat is Dead, that's right. We open in a couple weeks. I'd love to have you there. Picture it. New Year's Eve. Worst night of this poor life. He's broke, out of work. Girl leaves him for another guy. Top it off, his cat dies. Guy comes home to wallow in his own stink and catches a certain thief robbing his place. He loses it, gets the thief by the balls, and chaos ensues, changing the both of them forever and ever and ever. I've thought about being a pitch man. They won't have me. What can I do? Westwood Playhouse, that's right. Get them while they're hot.
But just 2 days before the play was set to open, Mineo was killed, stabbed to death in an alley near his West Hollywood apartment.
And when he died, the media really ran with it because they found a very interesting hook. And they made this big deal about that it was some mysterious homosexual-related killing, and he was into S&M, and someone went crazy, and so on and so forth.
It was discovered over a year later that the killer was an off-duty pizza delivery man who used that job to case apartments. Mineo just happened to come home from rehearsal to catch the guy in the act. When he screamed, the killer stabbed him in the chest and fled.
It was a completely random murder.
While Franco's film aims to tell Mineo's story as honestly as possible, its focus on the final day of his life isn't the typical biopic format.
Where a conventional biopic will take you through the milestones and the ups and downs and peaks and valleys of a person's trajectory in life and career, James's point of view was, let's spend that time to really be able to be a ghost on this guy's shoulder and really sit with him and get to know him in a very intimate way.
Lauren and Franco go back a while. They were part of the same theater company in Los Angeles and were frequent collaborators.
We were kind of regarded as the Sal Mineo and James Dean of our acting school. That was kind of like a joke because I guess there was a resemblance there and we hung out a lot.
After reading a biography on Mineo written by Michael Greg Michaud, Franco decided to make a film. He didn't have to look far for his lead.
And I got a text saying, you're going to play Sal Mineo. Cool. And I just kind of looked at it and looked at it some more and some more. And I texted him back, cool. And that's how it began.
I've been a fan of Sal Mineo's since I was a little kid.
That's Renee Broussard, founder and director of the Zeitgeist Multidisciplinary Arts Center here in New Orleans.
I think I first saw him in Private War of Major Benjamin with Charlton Heston. And then, of course, Rebel Without a Cause, I was obsessed with. And I'm a gay male, so I, of course, was familiar with Sal Mineo as one of the very first openly gay actors in Hollywood.
Broussard jumped at the chance to screen it.
It was a no-brainer when I saw that Tribeca Films had picked up Sal. I called him immediately and booked it, sight unseen, and I'm very excited that it's going to be playing here, exclusive New Orleans engagement.
The Zeitgeist is located at 1618 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard. For showtimes, visit their website, www.zeitgeistinc.net. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman. I want you to start moving. Come on, hold me tight.
start moving in my direction. And let's start our loving tonight. Kiss and a holding me tight. Come on, tonight. Right now, tonight. Let's start our loving tonight.